What do you think then, Scott Ritter, are the implications of that war and the conduct of that war?
Well, there's two levels of implications, and I'll bring in a third level for you too, because since we're in Ireland, and I think the Irish people are concerned, rightfully so, what's happening there. First of all, is the implication for me as an American. I'm a citizen of a nation that claims to believe in the rule of law, claims to respect human rights, and yet we have carried out a war of aggression, and that's an important term, because it's a term that's derived from the Nuremberg trials that took place in the aftermath of the Second World War, in which German politicians and generals were put on the docket and charged with the crime of waging a war of aggression. That is a war crime, an illegal war of aggression, which lacks a mandate under international law. We have invaded Iraq in violation of international law. We have no Security Council mandate supporting us. We clearly fabricated the case for war, and now we're illegally occupying a country in which we have yet to come up with an adequate endgame. So this is a terrible time for America, because a nation which aspires to stand for, you know, all that is good and all that is great has in fact simply gone down the path of empire and global hegemony that other tyrannical regimes have sought. So it's bad for the United States. It's bad for the world, because the United Nations can't function effectively. The global community can't function effectively if its most powerful member, the United States, behaves irresponsibly. So this is a troubling times for those who believe in the rule of law, who believe in international law, who believe in the promise of the United Nations. Without the United Nations and the framework of international law that it represents in place and functioning, the world will sink into chaos and anarchy. That's why the United Nations was created to begin with. And it's a tough time for Ireland. You know, the reason why I'm here in Ireland is because I was invited to come to speak out in defense of Mary Kelly, an Irish citizen who was on trial for defending Irish neutrality by striking an American naval aircraft that she believed was at Shannon Airfield in violation of Irish law.
Well, that was her defense, that she was defending it. Now, that was the case that was on trial. It still remains open, so we don't want to go into the issues of that.
Hung jury, and
yes, but it's still, we're not quite sure how all of this will work out. So
you may not be sure how it worked out, but you can definitely, and I will speak to the fact that, you know, she believed in something. Ireland is a nation that aspires to neutrality, and your Irish courts, regardless of Mary Kelly's actions, have clearly stated in findings that have come out that military aircraft transiting through Shannon Airfield is a violation of neutrality. So is Ireland a neutral state, or is Ireland pretending to be a neutral state? It's a lot of pretense going on. The United States pretending to defend international law invading Iraq. The United Nations pretending to go along with its mandate of disarmament, all the while facilitating an American invasion of Iraq, and Ireland pretending to be a neutral country while likewise facilitating the invasion. So there's a lot of pretense going on, and maybe it's time we cut through the pretense and acknowledge what's happening.